easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Big Deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. That the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Residents of an apartment building in Bluffview Estates in the town of Sumter in rural Sauk County are now displaced following a fire that happened Saturday, which destroyed the 16-unit facility. It happened early Saturday morning. The Sauk City Fire Department and three other agencies responded to a report of smoke coming from the roof of a building in the complex on Highway 12 between Baraboo and Sauk City. A crew of roughly 115 firefighters knocked down the fire by 10:30 a.m. and then began salvaging items from the complex. An excavator arrived to remove the building's metal roof, allowing access to the hot spots. Four firefighters were hospitalized at Sauk Prairie Hospital. The complex was home to 16 families that will now be displaced. The Red Cross was able to find places for the families to stay for the night. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
99.7
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great Tuesday. David Paich, lead singer of Toto, celebrating his 70th birthday today. I knew we had Hold the Line in the library. Turns out it was already in the playlist. It was coming up. Perfect timing. Sometimes things just work out and I don't have to try. It's Max FM.
90s, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
She blinded me with science. There is Thomas Dolby, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, before we jump in here to what I wanted to talk about this next time around, you know, Packers training camp is already getting underway at the end of July, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, we're about a month away from training camp starting, which is insanity. But the 23rd annual Packers Family Night is going to take place on August 3rd at Lambeau Field at 7 p.m. Practice actually starts around 7:30. And I only bring this up because tickets for that event, you know, they sell them for $10 on Ticketmaster, especially if you have kids who you know would love an experience at Lambeau, but you don't want to pay the price of trying to get them to sit through an entire football game because struggle is real. I've been there, done that. Anyway, tickets for Family Night are only $10. It's super, super fun. And they actually go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., which is why I bring this up. So, you know, if you want a fun night at Lambeau and you want to see some of your players talk on the big screen, favorite players, I should say, because they do that afterwards. Family night's always a really fun thing for the kiddos to go see. And Max always loved it when he was really little because he paid pretty close attention to what was happening with the team. And this was a really great opportunity for him to make his predictions of who would make the 53-man roster and who was going to practice squad and all of that kind of stuff. So, and you know, with the tickets being $10, you can get pretty darn close to the field. And a lot of the players, since it is a practice, will run around and they'll sign autographs. They'll take photos at random places in, you know, with those first couple of rows doing Lambeau leaps and all of that good stuff. So it's definitely worth the $10, especially if you have kids who you know aren't going to make it through an entire football game and you don't want to pay the hundreds of dollars for those seats that it would normally be. So, but again,
get the
tomorrow,
whole family out there. Yeah. It's a thing. It's a big deal.
Take the rain ponchos, though, because inevitably on family night, it's hot, it's humid, and it usually rains.
We know this to be true.
We know this to be true. We've been to several of these family nights, especially when the boys were really little. Corey and I would go to the games, but for the exact reason I'm talking about, we would reserve family night for the boys because we knew it was going to be a lot of brat getting and bathroom breaks and all of that. And when the kids are little, let's face it, that's what you do, and you don't really pay much attention to why you're actually at a venue, right? And so we would always do family night. We'd come in from Minnesota, we'd stay with family for a night or two because Corey has cousins who live over in the Green Bay area, and we'd take the kids to family night. We only went to one, probably out of five, that it didn't end up pouring on us at some point in time throughout family night. So take the rain ponchos because inevitably it's probably going to rain. But again, the tickets on sale for that.
Do you feel that
morning.
That just makes it part of the experience
I think so. It gets a little miserable, and obviously if it gets too bad, they cancel family night. But then again, you're only out the $10 per person versus what you would pay for, you know, an actual game. So there is that as well. Yeah. But check out Ticketmaster tomorrow if you're so inclined. And remember, that's for any seat in the entire stadium. So if you want to be up close to the players, $10 is all it's going to cost you. So it's always a fun event, though, and they make it very family friendly. It's one of the biggest traditions around the Green Bay Packers, that and the bikes that they ride out on every day to training camp, too. That's always a big thing as well. So a few traditions around the Green Bay Packers. My favorite was, and Vikings fans, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. They used to have their training camp over in Mankato at the College of Mankato. And I don't know if they've moved that since. I can't remember. I don't keep up with the Vikings news. But at any rate, at one point in time, they tried to have a family night as well, right? And so my favorite part about that was we were living in Minnesota at the time. Here's Lambeau family night. It's packed. All 70,000 seats, whatever, at Lambeau Field. Sold out. You know, there's very few open spaces in the auditorium. And then the next night on the news comes the big story out of Minnesota that the Minnesota Vikings did have their family night as well, where 3,000 people showed up to watch the Minnesota Vikings practice. And I was like, well, okay, that's a good start. That's a try.
Look at you.
Yeah, look, that's cute. Good job. Keep it going. And I think it's grown since then because it was not an annual tradition, but it was one of their first few that they had done. But I was like, oh, that's neat.
That's adorable. Look,
that's very cute. It's like the big brother, a little brother trying to keep up or something. So at any rate, now this is what I really wanted to talk about this time around, because this is fascinating to me. There's a new report out there that says that people are fighting rising costs of travel by researching so-called vacation dupes, basically finding something similar that's cheaper, even if it isn't quite as luxurious. So maybe your idea of a waterfront vacation in Bora Bora could be subbed out for maybe something in San Diego. Okay, that's the kind of dupe that we're talking about. Actually, you may even need to dupe that and replace it with say, Myrtle Beach, or dupe that and sub it for Cleveland. Because, boy, when I think of waterfront vacations, I think of Cleveland, Ohio, for sure. Lake Erie, I guess, is nice this time of year. And if you're looking for the fall, I could never say go Browns. But, you know, there is the Cleveland Browns football team as well. Now, in a poll, 61% of people say that they'd be interested in some sort of vacation dupe, but not everyone would broadcast it. 28% of people say they wouldn't reveal that they were doing the light version of another destination, so saying the beach without actually revealing which beach they're talking about, or saying that they're headed to the tropics and not mentioning that it might actually be Venezuela. I would not recommend that unless you're getting some sort of really inclusive, safe resort or something like that. Now, here's a list of examples of vacation dupes that, you know, you might want to check out. The Virgin Islands instead of the Bahamas, because obviously the Virgin Islands are still part of the United States, so there's way less travel precautions, and there's way less, stuff that has to go in it. Plus, it's a little bit closer, so you're not going to have to pay quite the airfare for it. Belfast instead of London, or even Liverpool instead of London, Finn, which I could understand that. Both of those places would be amazing. Memphis instead of Nashville? No. I'm going to say this. If you want to go down to Tennessee, I'm going to say save your money and splurge on Nashville, because there's only a couple sites in Memphis that I would really recommend even going to, because Nashville is really, I think, the heart of everything in Tennessee.
Have you been?
Yeah, we have been to Nashville briefly. In fact, we just talked about going back because here's the thing. I've been talking about going to see Nathaniel Rateliff at Red Rocks. That'd be my bucket list trip, right? It turns out that as part of the Civic Network, they're going to be covering both the RNC convention in Milwaukee and the DNC convention in Chicago. Well, guess what week the DNC convention falls on?
Yeah.
And so my husband is most likely going to be in Chicago helping with the technical side of things. So we can't go see Rateliff in Chicago or at Red Rocks. But I'm like, I'd kind of like to do some sort of couple day destination trip to see him, because got a few things going on with Dexter. We don't really want to leave him right now. He's been going through some stuff with his anxiety and his OCD, and so we don't want to be gone for more than a couple of days, right? It's just kind of how things are playing out, which is cool. But we could probably swing a couple of days. So we actually just talked the other day about going to see him in Nashville, because that's going to be a fall stop for him, Nathaniel Rateliff, that is. And, you know, nobody wants to be in the South this time of year. It's just hot. So I'd rather do the South in the fall. And I think that particular stop is maybe early November, late October for Nathaniel Rateliff. So Nashville, we've been through briefly. Memphis, we've spent a little bit more time in. But even briefly, I would recommend Nashville over Memphis if you can swing the cost. Just saying.
You know, while we're talking about traveling and you traveling for shows, and we're just talking about traveling in general, this whole thing where people are traveling overseas to see concerts of their favorite artists, it's really becoming a thing. People are really completely understanding the fact that concert tickets here in this country are just astronomical. Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
And when you think about how it's actually cheaper to get on a plane and fly over to another country to see your artist,
it is.
It's crazy.
It's mind-boggling. You can have an entire week vacation essentially in some sort of foreign, European area versus and basically spend the same amount of money doing that, even flying there and staying. Maybe you're going to spend a little bit more depending on what you want to splurge on versus just buying a pair of concert tickets or even just one concert ticket here in the United States. It's actually pretty mind-boggling when you think about it. As far as other dupe vacations, Finn, in, you could do Napa, California instead of Tuscany, Italy. I mean, if you want to do wine country, that would be a beautiful trip. Tarpon Springs, Florida instead of the Greek islands. Really? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful. I've never been to that particular area of Florida. I'm not a big Florida person in general.
Yeah.
There's bugs, there's creepy crawlies, there's big giant snakes. At any rate, I don't know if you could replace the Greek Isles with Florida. I can't see that one, but I've never been, so I will hold out judgment until I hear otherwise. But to me, that's kind of a stretch. So is this one, though. Western Colorado instead of Iceland. Really?
No.
But I get it. Not everybody can afford to travel overseas, and they want that sort of experience.
Yeah.
So I understand
I guess that's kind of the comparison with California and Italy.
I mean, sure,
California would be great. I'd much rather go to Italy. But
Depends on what's standing in California after all these wildfires, I guess, as well, because they're kind of going through it out there too. Letchworth State Park in New York instead of the Grand Canyon. I mean, that one's not too much of a stretch. Do you want to do the actual Grand Canyon, or would you rather go somewhere that's maybe a little cooler, not as hot, and maybe has some of the same scenery? So that one might not be as big of a stretch. I'd actually have to look up Letchworth State Park, though, to see what's in it and why it would be a comparison to the Grand Canyon, right?
Right.
'Cause I've never heard of it, and I don't know. So maybe I'll do a little exploring here in the next few minutes on the old Googles. Newport, Rhode Island versus Nice, France. Okay. I get it. Not everybody can do the overseas thing. And then Leavenworth, Washington instead of Bavaria, Germany. So maybe it's got a lot of German flair there. I'm not in Washington and Leavenworth. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to do some Googling or something this morning, because it's interesting that these would be comparisons to some of these areas in Europe. Because as we've talked, Europe is so full of history and just this amazing landscape. And it's kind of crazy to me that we can duplicate that in some areas of the United States. But again, I'll do some research and some digging. That's what the Googles was made for.
There you go.
The images there at the top of the page. But there are some dupes. I mean, if you do want to take a luxurious vacation, maybe not as luxurious as you would like, depending on where the budget is, but some good ideas nonetheless. Let's put it like that. I mean, swapping out the Bahamas for the Virgin Islands, I mean, really, is that much of a dupe? Both of those sound pretty darn amazing to me.
Yeah.
But especially if it's January in Wisconsin. Now, if we're talking like July in the Virgin Islands, no, I'm going to stay here. But if we're talking, you know, January, I'd definitely head to the Virgin Islands and not worry about a nice Wisconsin winter for a couple of days.
There are many that would agree with you. Yes.
That's right. We have our snowbirds up here. They know what they're talking about. They know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
They've got it going on. Taking a look at the forecast. I mean, you know, maybe we want to dupe out today's forecast for something much cooler somewhere else, because it's going to be hot and humid. Sunshine eventually as well today, Finn. A high right around 90. Then partly cloudy down to 62 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high right around 80. So just a little bit cooler. And we're going to stick kind of in that 80 range and maybe just a little above that through a majority of the week. Our next main chance for rain doesn't come until Friday. So maybe we can dry things out for just a little bit before we get more rain. And hopefully it's not one of those big, heavy downpour type things.
Right.
You know, like a nice soaking rain would be nice as well. Why do we have to get these complete downpours every single time that it rains? I don't understand what's happening this year. All I know is that the mosquito population is out of control.
It's insane. Yeah.
And we are growing like mammoth mosquitoes out here at Goose Poop Pond. I don't know what's happening, but I had one land on me this morning. I was like, is this a mosquito? Something from the prehistoric age that's like trying to suck my blood right now, because this thing is insane.
It's like one of those sci-fi movies from the 70s. It's because of that old paper mill down the way some toxic chemicals.
Have you seen Goose Poop Pond? I mean, there's a reason why I refer to it as that. There's a nice green film over the top of it, because this is where the geese have housed and had the babies for the most of the spring. So there's a nice green film over the top.
Not going to be taking a dip into Goose Poop Pond anytime soon?
No, I'm good. Yeah. I've always said it's beautiful to look at. I don't know how practical it would be to use. I mean, let's just be honest about it. Right now, it is 76.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists, fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
It's 8:28 right now. All right, so I did the whole Google search, looked up Letchworth State Park, and I also looked up Leavenworth, Washington. I'm telling you, these are good dupes. Somebody put in some time and some effort because these are gorgeous, gorgeous places. And all I'm doing is looking at images on the Googles. Heck, I don't even need a dupe. I'd go to either one of these places just for an actual vacation. So I don't know, this dupe thing on a vacation, it could actually be worth something. Never know when you see these things online. Madonna now on Max FM.
Don't you fool around.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32 right now. And remember, got a whole lot of 4th of July fun for you over at the Baraboom's fireworks display. This is going to be held this year in its new location at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. And it's a whole evening full of live music by the Blacker Brothers Band. There's going to be a kids area. There's going to be a first responder open house, food trucks available, a beer garden. And of course, it all culminates at the end of the evening with that Festival Foods fireworks display. That's right around dusk. Now, the gates for this event will open at 5 p.m. It's free to get into the grounds so that you can enjoy all of this fun fireworks festivities and 4th of July festivities, again, at the new location at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus that's located over on County Road, or on County Road, I should say. Now, if you do want more information about this event, you can head over to baraboo.com and find out all sorts of good stuff. And, of course, there'll be direct links so that you can go check out some other stuff about it as well. But baraboo.com if you want to enjoy the Baraboom celebration and want more information on the 4th of July. And that does, in fact, take place on the 4th of July. Now, coming up, we're going to have a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be warm and humid today, and then some chances of rain, not until the end of the week, so maybe shutting off the faucet just a little bit. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Blast off as Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's the last week of National Dairy Month, and that means more great dairy deals at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. 6 to 8 ounce Bristol Farm shredded or chunk cheeses, 16 ounce Daisy sour cream, and 12 to 16 ounce Beans dips are all 2 for $4. Get 8 ounce bricks of Philadelphia cream cheese at 2 for $6, 9 to 12 ounce essential everyday string cheese are $2.99, and 1 pound quarters of essential everyday original or unsalted butter are 2 for $7. Find 48 ounce pails of Kemp's ice cream or frozen yogurt at only $3.99. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the area for over 100 years.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers open up the series against the defending champs with a 6-3 victory at home. Team trailed 2-0 heading into the fifth inning. They would score one on a wild pitch in that frame, give up another in the sixth, but then a massive fifth inning. Rhys Hopkins came up to the plate with the bases loaded and launched a near 400 feet home run for a grand slam. 5-3 the score there. They'd add another one later in that frame. 6-3 is where it ends for the crew. Freddie Peralta struck out six batters in the game, gave up a couple of earned runs and scattered four hits. Team improves to 46-33 for the season. Now a full 5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals in second place for the NL Central. Team two teams meet this evening. Bryce Wilson will get the go for Milwaukee, and Andrew Heaney will be countering for the Rangers. 7:10 first pitch from AmFam Field. For the first time in their over 30-year history, the Florida Panthers are the Stanley Cup champions. They get a 2-1 win over Edmonton last night to avoid the collapse in the Stanley Cup final. They led the series 3-0. Then Edmonton rattled off 3 straight victories to force last night's Game 7. The Panthers went on a long offensive drought in the third period, but their defense and goaltending came up big. kept Edmonton off the board, and they held on for that victory. Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 76 at our studios.
99.7.
It's 8:38 right now. We hope that you're having a great start to your Tuesday. I mean, at least we made it through our Monday as we try to sludge our way through another work week, right? Whether you're listening at work today, whether you're listening at home, maybe while you're working at home in the car, or maybe you're one of our online listeners, we're always glad that you're here. It's John Mellencamp now. Hurts So Good on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. And Finn, it is time for us to take a look at our calendar days because, of course, we always need something we can celebrate as we make our way into a weekend or just hope that we eventually get to a weekend is really what it's all about on a Tuesday. So first and foremost, I want to wish you happy Global Beatles Day today. Yes, this is why we celebrate, in case you didn't know that it was Beatles Day. On this day in 1970, 1967, they did a BBC show called Our World and performed All You Need Is Love on the very first multinational satellite production broadcast live all across the world. Back then, this was a very, very big deal. John Lennon wrote it specifically for the broadcast. He kept the chorus simple so even people who didn't speak English would be able to get the message. You can hear him and their producer George Martin at the end of this clip I'm about to share with you as they worked on the backing track. Now, mind you, 400 million people on five continents watched them perform the song 2 weeks before it was officially released, which is absolutely crazy. But here's just a little, like 30 seconds of what we heard on this day back in 1967.
This is Steve Race in the Beatles recording studio in London, where the latest Beatle record is at this moment being built up. With some friends in to help the atmosphere, this is quite an occasion.
Right. Oh, very good. Thank you, John. That's fine. Thanks. I think that will do for the vocal backing very nicely. We'll get the musicians in now. And we'll do the last step.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Can you imagine watching that live? Can you imagine just being able to hear and see that and be a part of that? That was like history in the making, and nobody even realized it at the time, which is
for sure
super
and
cool.
It was at the height of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
There were, I think, 14 countries that participated in this multinational satellite TV production, and I'm sure it's a lot easier now to synchronize everything,
right?
And to do a broadcast like this. But yeah, and Mick Jagger was in the audience,
yes,
and I think a few other celebrities were there. I believe you could probably track it down on YouTube. You can probably see at least the Beatles performing All You Need Is Love.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So happy Global Beatles Day to anybody who wants to celebrate. I mean, it's the Beatles. Hello, we should definitely be celebrating.
Or like I call it, every day, but yeah.
Any day that ends in Y, right?
Yeah.
Today is also Bourdain Day. Now, this is an interesting one because this celebrates the life, legacy, and of course, the birthday of the world-traveling culinarian and storyteller Anthony Bourdain. This was created by Jose Andres and Eric Rippert, who are both fellow chefs, and they were also friends of Bourdain. And this is really just a day where you are supposed to sit back and think about all of the different diversity in the country and maybe try to remember a moment when you watched Anthony Bourdain on your TV, because it was back in 2018 when the world found out that he had committed suicide. And that was actually pretty devastating for a lot of people, because Anthony Bourdain was just one of those dudes. He achieved rock star status as a chef, and that's pretty much unheard of in the world. And not for Anthony Bourdain, though. He was just one of the good ones.
He was a dude. He totally was, and he had his demons that he dealt with early on in his career, and you thought that he had gotten everything, you know, pulled together and was on a straighter course, but there was a lot of stuff that we didn't know about. And you know, when you go back and you watch some of his shows, some of the episodes, you can really tell how depressed he was with seeing some of these countries and some of these places that he went to where the conditions were just horrible.
Right.
And, you know, that had to really be...
take a toll.
Take its toll and just be an eye-opening experience for him.
What I loved about Bourdain is not only was he exquisitely good at food, right? I mean, he was exquisitely good at it, but he was an explorer. He was a storyteller. And one of the things that I appreciated the most about his show is it really showed the power of bringing people together over food, right? There's a reason why the gathering place is always the kitchen at a family function or a party, because people come together over food. And that's essentially what he showed the world could happen. while also bringing in a lot of culture and diversity all at the same time. Yeah. And his show was more about him than just him gallivanting around the world enjoying cuisine. There was a lot more to it if you actually explored it and watched it a whole lot. So today is Bourdain Day for all of those reasons. It's also Color TV Day. Well, where would we be without the color TV? Back on this day in 1951 at 4:35 p.m. Eastern, CBS made what is regarded as the first color television broadcast. It was an hour-long variety show called Premiere. It featured Arthur Godfrey, Ed Sullivan, Gary Moore, Robert Alda, and Faye Emerson. And I guess it's kind of all been a snowball effect since the color TV came into play.
Oh, man. And our son, Phoenix, is thankful for this day because he absolutely refuses to watch anything that is in black and white.
That's because it's old. Our kids are kind of the same
sometimes way. Black and white is cooler. I like black and white.
Yeah. I like some of the modern day stuff that they actually and deliberately make in black and white as well. I think that's always really cool. I mean, color TV blew their minds. Imagine when the talkies originally came around.
My goodness, we've come a long way.
We have really come a long way. It's also National Catfish Day today. In recognition of the farm-raised catfish, this is a day celebrated and officially designated and observed since 1987. On June 25th, 1987, in fact, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation for National Catfish Day. Who knew catfish were so special? I had no idea.
Wow.
There was even a House Joint Resolution 178 over National Catfish Day. So there you go, everybody. I guess they're easy to catch. Some people love to eat catfish as well. No seafood is worthy of my time, quite honestly. But I know there's people who do love their catfish. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with a good food one. It's National Strawberry Parfait Day, which is oddly specific, but on a 90 degree day when it's this humid, sounds oddly refreshing all at the same time, Finn.
Exactly. Yep, go for it.
And we're pretty much in peak strawberry season at this point in time. So it would also make sense that it's a strawberry parfait day. Now, you could do yogurt with this. You could do a little whipped cream on it. I say take it all to a different level and use ice cream in your parfait, because to me that would just make sense again on a humid, warm 90 degree day. I got to cool yourself off somehow, and if you can convince yourself that it's a parfait with ice cream because, well, it's National Strawberry Parfait Day, then of course you take advantage of it any chance that you get.
It's a good way to stay hydrated, don't you think?
Exactly. I think so. You got to cool yourself down somehow, right? Now, no matter how you're celebrating today, just make sure you have a fantastic Tuesday, whether that's with some catfish, whether that's with a strawberry parfait, celebrating the Beatles and listening to some of their music, or watching old episodes of Anthony Bourdain. You've got lots of options today. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly sunny and warm. It is going to be around 90 before it's all said and done. Of course, it's going to be a little sticky out there today as well. So please take it easy if you do have to be outside today. Partly cloudy, 62 tonight, then mostly sunny, 80 tomorrow. So a little bit of a cool down. Our next real chance of rain doesn't come again until Friday. Right now, it is 76.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Take a short drive to big savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Lil Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Big Deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
More
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.